Hello, hello, and welcome back to Organic Gardening for Beginners. I hope you have been getting some time out there in the garden as spring is kicking off. And if you are out there and need a good show to listen to that will help you learn some of the very simple, very sustainable, very non-overwhelming methods to get your garden going, then you've got an episode right here for you. Because today we are doing a very brief but action-packed episode of how to plant out a single raised bed. And the inspiration for this episode came from my market this weekend. If you're new to the show, you might not know yet that I am a vendor at my local farmer's market where I sell garden kits and seedlings and seeds and all kinds of gardening stuff. And I hear so often, I'm overwhelmed, I don't know where to start. You know, what do I plant? How close do I plant these? And this isn't anything I haven't talked about before on the show. I've done plenty of episodes about that. But this one in particular, what I really want to do is give you kind of a hit list of go get these seedlings, stick them in the ground. Presto changeo, you have a raised bed, garden planted out, ready to go. Of course, there is more involved in that, such as getting your raised bed put together and filling it and all that. And I've done, again, episodes on that of raised bed versus in-ground gardening. Or even just two weeks ago, I did an episode about very simple soil recipes and how to maintain basic fertility in your soil. So I've got a ton of information on that already. This is going to be just, here's what I would put there. This is what I would put there so that you have your notes and you can take that to the nursery, Home Depot, farmer's market, grab your 12 or so seedlings and put them in the ground without having to think about it too much, really. So we're jumping right in. Here's what I would do. And the reason I'm starting with 4x8 is because it's very easy to buy, either as a kit that you put together, or you just go get, how many would you need? 3 8-foot long pieces of lumber. And you cut one of those 8-foot pieces in half, and then there you've got your four sides. Obviously, you can get fancier, you can make it deeper, shallower, all the things, but this is like the basic of the basic, and then nail it together or screw it together, and there you go. So in this 4x8 raised bed, I would put it in a nice sunny area where you have a water spigot or your kitchen's not too far away, you can fill up a bucket. And I would put 2 tomatoes in one side of the bed. So think of it, if you divide it into quadrants, I would put it up in the upper left-hand quadrant, and I would get a cherry tomato and a slicer tomato. Cherry tomato, I'd get a Sun Gold because they are amazing and sweet and super productive. And for the slicer, I would either get a Purple Cherokee or Stupis is one of my very favorite varieties. It's not very popular. Or if you're at Home Depot, you know, something like a Better Boy or Early Girl, something like that. Very basic. That way you have your 2 tomato bases covered. Those are both going to need either a large and sturdy frame or cage, I should say, or some sort of a trellis. And that way, because both of these tomatoes get pretty tall, they're called indeterminate, meaning that they produce all season, and then they can grow up onto this trellis and stay off of the ground so they're not sprawling and the fruit rots and the slugs get it and you get good airflow, and tomatoes just perform way better when you trellis them or allow them to climb. In the second upper quadrant of that raised bed on the upper right-hand side, I sure hope I said left with those tomatoes, upper left side on the tomatoes, on the upper right, I would put cucumbers. And these guys also need to be trellised. So if you want to make your life super simple, put one trellis on the back of this 4x8 raised bed. You can use a cattle panel. You can use some woven wire. You can buy like a little cedar type of trellis. They make those. And then your tomatoes can grow up one half of it and your cucumbers can grow up the other half of it, because cucumbers also benefit from growing up rather than on the ground, because again, it helps with airflow. It prevents the pests from getting to the fruit, and you usually get better yields because the insects and the pollinators can get into the foliage to be able to actually pollinate. So you have 2 tomatoes, a few cucumbers, enough to cover the rest of your trellis. And then in the lower left quadrant of this 4x8 bed, I would put 2 pepper plants. I would do some sort of a bell and some sort of either a spicy one like jalapeno, if you really like to have a spicy pepper around, or just a small snacking sweet pepper. If you have kids, maybe stick with the two sweets so that there's no confusion over which one's spicy and which one's not. And then in the middle of the bed, kind of spanning the two quadrants, I would put a couple of kale plants. And the reason I would put kale is because it maintains its production into the warmer summer a lot better than lettuce does. And you can use kale in all kinds of ways, whether it's fresh salads where you use oil or avocado to tenderize the leaves, or you can saute it. You can put it in soups, all kinds of yummy stuff. And it just holds up a lot better to the heat. And then on the far lower right quadrant, I'm visualizing this in my mind, I would put a zucchini plant. And that zucchini plant is going to get large and it's going to produce a ton of fruit. So you really only need one unless you're a really big family or you really love zucchini or you want some produce to give away. But in the constraints of this bed, really, I would only do one. Pick a green, pick yellow, or patty pan, whatever sounds good to you. And then four more plants would go in each corner of your of the bed. I would put a basil up by the tomatoes. I would put a chive over by the cucumbers. I would put a parsley over by the zucchini and a cilantro over by the peppers. And those four herbs kind of cover your bases as far as different cuisines, but they can also help with your companion planting because basil and tomatoes grow well together. The chives are part of the allium family, the onion family, and so that could help deter some pests from your cucumbers. Similar to the parsley is a pungent herb, and so that can help with your zucchini. And then the cilantro will go well, obviously, with your peppers if you're making any sort of Mexican dish or salsa, something like that. And then once the cilantro bolts and goes to seed in the summer, because it won't last as long in the garden as your peppers, because it's more heat sensitive. So once the days get hot, it's going to try to go to seed. But those flowers are amazing for attracting pollinators, so just leave that in your garden for as long as possible. And then the last two things that I would put in this raised bed would be at least one nasturtium plant over somewhere around the zucchini. And I would put it there because nasturtiums trail. They're a vining plant, and the zucchini is going to get pretty big, but the nasturtium is going to outpace it and be able to send out those vines to go find the sun that the zucchini isn't blocking. So they're not going to compete too much. They really like a lot of water. The nasturtium flowers pull in pollinators as well. And then over by the peppers, I would put zinnia because they are both upright growing types of plants. They can be supported by any sort of stake or cage you put around your pepper plants if you choose to. They look beautiful, and those are another great pollinator attractor. If you have room, I would definitely put in a couple of little lettuce plants wherever you can find room, maybe at the base of your tomatoes, maybe at the base of your cucumber trellis. They won't last all summer either. It will get too hot for them, but you can still get some good harvest off of them before that happens. And once the tomatoes and the cucumbers are growing big enough that they need more room, the lettuce is going to be done for the season anyway. So you can just cut it off at the soil, finish your last bowl of salad with it, and give that space to the tomatoes and the cucumbers. If you have any other room on top of that, I would throw in a calendula because it's a great companion plant. The flowers are edible, just like the nasturtiums, by the way. They pull in pollinators. You can make salves and balms with the petals if you make an infused oil. So it's a very multi-purpose plant. And after that, I would put in really honestly nothing because it's a pretty full bed. But if there's something that really calls to you, like you want an oregano plant that can grow at the base of your tomatoes along with that basil, you could. Or if you want some spinach or something like that, just think of small, short, not very aggressive growers like lettuce, like spinach, arugula maybe, or radish that you can kind of pop in and pop out to give more room to your main season crops. And then I would mulch everything so that there's no bare soil. I would water it well, and that would be my summer garden. You can get all kinds of delicious dishes out of this. You'll get production from end of May, early June, you know, for your lettuce and quick turnover type of crops like your cilantro. And you'll get production all the way until your first frost, whenever that happens, sometime in October, sometime in November, depending on where you live. And you're going to maximize your vertical space with the trellis that the tomatoes and the cucumbers are on. You're still going to have room for some flowers. You are taking advantage of some trailing growth habit from your nasturtium to pack in flowers where the zucchini might otherwise shade out its neighboring plant. And you've got four different herbs to choose from that will also produce for quite a long time for you. And that's how I would do it. Super simple bed. Take this list to, like I said, your nursery, farmer's market, grab all your seedlings. If you want to plant everything out as like a one and done and just do it all in one weekend, then wait until your last frost, which for a lot of us is end of April, beginning of May, and you can plant out the whole bed all at once. Just make sure you water well after you transplant and don't do it in the very heat of the day. I did another whole episode about this, of how to transplant your seedlings without killing them and avoiding the heat of the day, not forgetting to water before and after you transplant. Those are all some of the beginner mistakes that can happen that are like a death sentence to your plants. Can be a death sentence. They might survive, but it's not the best for them. And there you go. You have a rocking garden and you will get a lot of delicious produce from it and just kind of dabble your feet in getting something planted. Maybe get your kids involved in that one to experience it and then go bigger next year when you have a little bit of experience. That's it, guys. Like I said, short and sweet. Feeling just a little under the weather today, so I'm not going to talk for too long. You may have heard it in my voice already today, but I want to be there for you guys and your gardens and keep inspiring you to get out there and grow. So I will talk to you next week. Bye.